Thank you very much. I was going to talk a little bit about the process here in Leeds. Tom has skipped through a lot of it already, so I hope I don't sound a bit too repetitive. But Claire was really talking about the process, and I think that's really important to focus on, because it does take quite a long time. I mean, Feed Leeds started in 2012. We're 2015 now. It started as a food-growing network to support food growers. But because of all the innovative projects that the network's involved with, you know, it reached out very quickly. And as Chiara did her workshops as well on urban food justice, and the people, you know, are engaged with many different aspects, and quickly recognized the challenges that are facing Leeds, that are facing all cities in the UK, but in particular, like the increasing health inequalities that we see in Leeds, and also issues around food poverty and the very dramatic rise in food bank use over the last couple of years, issues of food waste and also the impact of climate change and what does that mean for us here and for the food shed of Leeds. So food is intricately linked to all of these challenges, and it was important to take it forward. So as Chiara prepared a document about food strategies and what the process could be for Leeds. This document was then shared with public health prior to us doing the deputation. So it was September last year, so it was a year ago that we did the deputation, but it was a full 6 or 8 months before that that this document was started. So it all takes time. And as I said, Andy and I gave the deputation to the council, and we really encouraged them and invited them to develop a new food strategy, but really an integrated one across the council, across council directorates, and to work in partnership to really co-produce with business as well as third sector and community organisations. As I said, it was unanimously approved. And it was a really wonderful feeling on the day to realise that the work and the vision that we saw was also, you know, so warmly accepted by the council. So they also had an appetite for this, and that we could look at working on this together. The council then came back with a formal response at the end of the year, December last year, and they, you know, they really wanted to, their preferred structure, of course, be co-production between the council and third sector organisations. And it would be public health that would take the lead on the council's behalf. And Emma Strachan, who's here, would start the work, the initial work from the council's perspective. And since that time, Emma has been very busy. She's been learning an awful lot about food strategies, and she's begun this mapping work, this internal mapping work of the council first, to really understand what is the good work that's already going on in the city. First of all, starting in public health, looking at all the different initiatives, looking at all the existing partners, looking at where there's shortfalls, where there's the potential for increased work. And now she's moving out across the other directorates in the council, and seeing what they're doing and what potential partnerships there are and what sort of joined up work. And once this work is completed, they're then going out, will commission a much wider audit, an audit of the food system of Leeds. So that will be a very interesting piece of work. Emma's also been looking at other local authorities as well, such as Bradford and Calderdale, Manchester and Portsmouth, because they've already been through this process, or they're going through this process. So there's a lot to learn. We don't have to recreate the wheel the whole time. There is a network of support there, and we can learn from them, and we can adapt it to meet the needs of Leeds, which we'd like to do. So the audit work will be of other food work, other food assets across the city, looking at the different initiatives, enterprises, and, you know, other factors that influence the food system of Leeds. The audit will engage with producers, suppliers, distributors, third sector organisations, community groups, academics, we need to have a really wide understanding of what's going on, what the assets are, who the stakeholders are, what the key priorities are, and what we identify as challenges, and how we may work together. So that's another big piece of work, and it does all take time. But if we want to develop a strategy, a meaningful strategy for Leeds, one that is really integrated, it must be integrated into the existing policies in the city. We can't have a document that sits on a shelf. It's got to be live, and people have to have bought into it. So we really do need the commitment, and there also needs to be really positive and measurable outcomes as well, that we can see that the people of Leeds, all of us that are involved, everybody living in the city region, get some sort of benefit from this. And so that's really important, that it's that we've got a real work plan as well that goes with it. So I'm going to leave it there, because I'm going to let Les then pick up on talking about measurable outcomes.
I'm Les Furback. I'm an actual scientist. I'm an agroecologist. I've been working on the environmental impacts of large-scale agricultural systems on my life, and those systems range from organic to GM to set aside, you name it. I've been working on it. And as time goes on, I'm getting more and more concerned with looking at things the other way around, which is more about how the changing environment is changing the capacity of these systems to work. One of the reasons why I got involved in Feed Leeds 11 or something was increasing concern that the food supply to places like Leeds is at risk through the commercial supply chains. It's at risk not particularly because of climate change per se. That's something that we can adapt to and that we can work with quite happily. Certainly not because of pesticides or some of the other things that people are talking about. The real problem is that the demand is increasing very rapidly. I mean, this area is one of the fastest growing areas in the UK. The demand for different foodstuffs is changing as well. The potential supply in the area is being reduced through land take. You've also got the major problems that the supply chain is increasingly unstable. I had naively thought that climate change would cause a gradual tightening of food supply. That's not what's happening. In fact, you're getting wild variations. So in, I think, the years 12 and 13, the UK became a net wheat importer for the first time on record because the weather had been so bad. The year after that, it was a much better year for production, but actually it was a better year for production around the world, so that most of our farmers were in deficit. So our farmers are really struggling to cope with the combinations of extreme weather and extreme prices. So we could face situations quite suddenly, quite without warning, where there are real problems of getting large amounts of food in. Which then comes to the issue of the food strategies, because from where I'm coming from, the key issue is what can actors do to make sure that a city like Leeds has a more resilient food system that will provide adequate levels of nutrition to the right people across the board. And I have no axe to grind as to whether that comes from Morrison's or from a local producer or whoever. All these are part of the system. And then that makes me, from my background, think in terms of, we've been talking a lot about the process, but there's the issue of the content that Jodie was raising. In other words, if there are ideas that come out of workshops, what's the evidence that they will work? What is the evidence that they will be the most cost-effective way of actually influencing the outcomes? Bearing in mind the limits of what people can do. From the council point of view, it might be changing the planning rules is one of the most sensitive things. From the supermarket's point of view, it might be